Well, you see him on the weekends on TV. You hear him with Chip Flory. He's top third marketing's Mark Gold. Good to visit with you, Mark.
Well, nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Well, yesterday we had a flurry of news, and tomorrow we got a couple of big reports, and so I guess it's no surprise that we drifted to the downside in the markets today.
Well, I think we're still concerned about what's happening in terms of NAFTA, in terms of any possible trade issues with China. There was some talk about the Chinese not only on sorghum, but cotton, and obviously we know about the beans as well. So I think they kind of weighed on the grains here today, though cotton was a little bit higher. But as you mentioned, we do have the reports tomorrow. Most people are looking for significant carryouts on the carryouts for 18-19. Corn, about 500 million under where they are this year. Beans, it's got a wide range. It's 336 to 715. So somebody thinks there's either going to be a big production cut next year or tremendous demand. I'm not so sure I see that. But when it's all said and done, when we look at the weather that we've got out here, you guys are still having trouble getting corn on the ground, South Dakota, Minnesota. We're getting closer and closer to prevent plant dates. You know, I have all the confidence in the world that the American farmer, when his back is up against a wall, he's going to get the corn in the ground. He always has. I think he always will. Now, is this year going to be a little bit different? Could we lose a half a million to a million acres between North Dakota and South Dakota? I suppose it's possible. But I think we're going to be taking those acres off of what the government has told us. They said 88 million. I think we're closer to 89. If we back off a million acres between the Dakotas, we're right back at the 88 again. So I think that's a number that we've got to live with until we see the final report in June 30th. But longer term, I'm friendly to the corn, bearish the beans, and a little bit friendly to the sweet market.
All righty. Mark, yeah, the farmers out here in the Dakotas got some wide fields, so they've invested in some wide planters. And maybe not quite as a little wider than most of the farmers over there in Indiana and Illinois. So, but you've got some rain going through there. And are farmers behind there, or are you up to speed in corn planting?
Well, Illinois is pretty much caught up. There's some northern Iowa areas that are a little bit late. We did have some rains, as you mentioned, go through today. They said as much as an inch out west of Chicago. Downtown, we didn't get much rain at all. There's supposed to be another storm moving through between 8 and 10 o'clock tonight, so that could bring some more rain. But it looks like it's pretty much a one-day event. Then we're back to cloudy skies and moderate temperatures in the 60s. So, again, I still believe the American farmer's going to get the corn in. He's had a lot of opportunity Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of this week and even this morning. So, yeah, I think we'll pretty well caught up throughout much of the Midwest on Monday night's report.
Yeah. I visited with a seed guy this morning who said one of his customers said, just give me 3.5 good days and I'll have it all in. So it sure is possible.
Well, you know, guys can plant 1,000 acres a day out here without too much trouble.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so you're optimistic on corn, a little bearish on beans. Back to the report on the carryout for next year, the wide-ranging report. And again, you're saying that you're going to be closer to 715?
No. I'm saying is the ranges of the analysts out there are anywhere between 336 and 715.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a wide range of opinion. Some people believe that, you know, if we have more acres in the ground and we have anywhere above trend line yields, we're looking at a 550 carry out increasing maybe as high as 715. There are other guys that think that we're going to see incredibly strong demand next year and the carry out's going to be closer to 340. Mm-hmm. I don't see demand being that strong. We've got to resolve this Chinese issue first. If we can do that, then maybe we can see those numbers get shaved. But I still think we've got a big carryout, more acres coming. If we do lose corn acres, they're going into beans. We have no reason to think that the weather won't be relatively decent. So I think you've got to be bearish the beans, a little bit friendly on the corn.
So how much down below $10 can we go on the beans?
Oh, I don't think your listeners would want to hear my ideas on that. But, you know, let's suffice it to say, I think there's, you know, certainly a 60 to 80 cent risk in beans. The corn market, if beans take that big of a drop, certainly the meal is going to be leading it down, and that's going to make it tough for corn to rally, even if we have fewer acres out here.
Sure.
But I want to see July corn continue to close over $4 after the report. I think that's a positive sign there, and we'll see. But when you look at these soybean spreads, you've got July, November at 8 3/4 cents under. That tells you that there's just no near-term demand for this bean market. And I don't know how you can be bullish beans without much demand out here.
So ahead of the report tomorrow, are you urging some of your clients to get some protection in the beans?
Well, certainly whether it's corn or beans, we treat the risk out here. We manage the risk. We don't try to outguess the markets. So as usual, our producers would have corn puts on. We've done a good job of selling some of these rallies out here this spring in corn and beans. For what they haven't sold, we're long put options to protect the downside. And we hope we don't need those puts. We hope the markets rally. But as a risk manager, I've got to make sure my clients don't have a third bad year. We try to get through it every year with these guys, manage the risk, let the markets take care of themselves. If we protect the downside with a put option, we still have all the upside open to us. But unfortunately, one of the things that concerns me is farmers have waited to get protection until they get the corn in the ground. Now, a lot of guys have gotten the corn in the ground. Now they're waiting to see what the report is. Now they're going to wait to see what the weather is in June. Well, the market's going to sense all that long before the American farmer will. And if everything is okay, prices in corn could be 30 or 40 cents lower by the time we get to July 1st. And then the guys are going to say, well, what do I do now? Well, what do you do now? You spend 10 to 15 cents on a corn put today, protect it, hope you don't need it. Prices go to 450 or 490, and you lose the money on the put. But you just can't afford to have another bad year out there, as many a farmer has had over the last 2 years.
For sure. All right, Mark Gold, Top Third Ag Marketing. Great advice. How do producers get a hold of you?
They can give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.
Gotcha. Thank you very much, Mark. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll hold on for some fireworks tomorrow.
Yes, sir, we will. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.